Hello, Mr. Johnson. What can I do for you?
Hey there, Floyd. I was wondering if you had those horseshoes ready for me. Some of those shoes are wearing thin on the team.
Yep, I got them right here.
Wonderful. Any chance you'd have some time to make me up some new axes? I had some made down in Minneapolis, but you do such a great job up here. Yours just hold up much better.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Mr. Johnson. Oh, be careful there, so you don't get too close to that fire. She's pretty hot. So, how many do you need?
I think a dozen will do the trick.
A dozen, you say? Well, I got a tall order of some other things for the town folks, but I think I could try to fit them in. How does next week sound?
Sounds good. I'll swing by next Friday.
I appreciate your business, Mr. Johnson.
Anytime, Floyd. Anytime. Gotta get back up north. Winter's halfway over, and it seems that we got behind with some of those blizzards we had.
Oh, Mr. Johnson, don't forget your horseshoes. The farrier stopped by earlier, and I know he's expecting you.
Thanks, Floyd.
The Cross Lake Log Village expanded in the spring of 2011 when this building was built. It's much larger than one might have been in 1900, but to provide space for displays and exhibits of blacksmith tools, plus room for spectators to safely watch an actual blacksmith at work, it had to be big. We have real blacksmiths exhibit their skills during special events. In fact, blacksmith Jim Newgord advised the blacksmith shop committee and was the first to use the forge at the 2011 Artisans Fair. Make sure you keep checking the village calendar of events to take advantage of the next time a blacksmith visits and exhibits his talents. It looks like it may have been a lot of messy, dirty work, and it was. A blacksmith gets very dirty doing his job. Some might say that sitting on a town council is hard, dirty work. Let's move over to the last stop of the day, the town hall where the town business took place.